Welcome to all the precious family in the room, for those that will be listening on the phone, later on the recording, and also on the radio. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this high Sabbath, January 7, 2017. This is lesson 212, chapter 45, entitled The Foreshadowing of the Cross, part 4. Our opening song is a scripture song taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verses 11, 13 through 14. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Seek peace and pursue it. Psalms 34, 11, 13, and 14. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Seek peace and pursue it. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
If we can kneel and bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, we thank you so much for the highest of this day. We thank you so much for the fullness of this morning. We thank you for the spirit of happiness and the blessed day. Oh, Father, continue for this prayer to have you in your hearts today. Forgive us of our sins and our things in the presence of us. Forgive us the people made to rely on yourself and give them to you. I pray that you may be able to be given us strength, courage, wisdom, and understanding. Let us be able to remember what is true and what is false, or what is right and what is wrong. Let us be able to be helpful to one another, loving to one another. Let us be able to be careful when we see what we do. Let us keep on spreading the word to every person who needs to understand it. And I also hope and pray that you may be able to be helping us to everyone be able to learn what you must do to help these people be saved from being corrupted with sin. And be with us as we have yet another spiritual study and open our eyes to be enabled with the word of students out there. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 21, from the King James Version, and it reads, "From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled The Foreshadowing of the Cross in our study book, The Sigh of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
John 3:14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. John 3:15. That whoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life.
Amen. Matthew 16:16. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew 16:20. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continuing, Matthew 16:22. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it as far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Matthew 16:23. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. 1 Peter 4:12. Behold, think it not too strange to concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange things happen unto you. 1 Peter 4:13. But rejoice as much as ye are partaker of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 415 through 416. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, bubble out.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath. Desire of Ages, pages 415. Hitherto, he had refrained from making known to them anything relative to his suffering and death. In his conversation with Nicodemus, he had said, As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. John 3:14-15. But the disciples did not hear this, and had they heard, would not have understood. But now they have been with Jesus, listening his words. With Jesus, listening his words, beholding his works. Next slide. Yerira mwana, continue. Until notwithstanding the humility of his surrounding, the opposition of priests and people, they can join in the testimony of Peter. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now the time has come for the veil that hid the future to be withdrawn. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised. Again, the third day, Desire of Ages, page 415, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls and mommies and daddies. What did Jesus say in his conversation with Nicodemus, and what made him so the other disciple could join in the testimony of Peter, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. And by listening to Jesus' words, beholding his works, until notwithstanding the humility of his surroundings and the opposition of priests and people.
Amen. So let us learn our first scripture song together, dear ones, and this one was taken from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Amen. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desire of Ages, page 400.
Speechless with grief and amazement, the disciples listened. Christ had accepted Peter's acknowledgement of him as the Son of God, and now his words pointing to his suffering and death seemed incomprehensible. Peter could not be silent. He laid hold upon his master as if to draw him back from his impending doom, exclaiming, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." Desire of Ages, page 415, paragraph 3. And on the slide it says, "But he turned and said unto Peter, Get you behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you mind not the things that be of God." And that was Matthew chapter 16, verse 23.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Now that Christ had accepted Peter's acknowledgement of him as the Son of God, what did his word point to? And what was Peter's reaction and statement? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, up aloud.
The answer is his suffering and death, and Peter could not keep silent. He laid hold upon his master as if to draw him back from his impending doom, exclaiming, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." Desire of Ages, page 415. Peter loved his Lord, but Jesus did not commend him for thus manifesting the desire to shield him from suffering. Peter's words were not such as would be a help in souls to Jesus in the great trial before him. They were not in harmony with God's purpose of grace toward a lost world, nor with the lesson of self-sacrifice that Jesus had come teach by his own example. Peter did not desire to see the cross and the work of Christ. Next slide, please. Continuing, the impression which his words would make was directly opposed to that which Christ desired to make on the minds of his followers. And the Savior was moved to utter one of the sternest abuse that he felt from his lips. "Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, but thou savorest not the thing that be of God, but those that be of men." Desire of Ages, page 415, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear Brother Wellington, if you're having a difficulty with the pictures, if you can open the PowerPoint, you can be able to follow up as well. If anyone is having the same problem, you can be able to do that as well. Question, boys and girls, was Peter's desire to yield his Lord from suffering in harmony with God's purpose of grace towards a lost world? And how did Jesus respond? What did he utter? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is no. The impression which his word would make was directly opposed to that which Christ desired to make on the minds of his followers. And the Savior was moved to utter one of the sternest rebukes that ever fell from his lips. "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me.
Amen. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one was taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 11 to 12.
My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth. Verse 11 and 12 of Proverbs 3. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his protection for whom the Lord of Hosts He corrected.
Amen. Let us continue in a
Desire of Ages, page 416. Satan was trying to discourage Jesus and turn him from his mission, and Peter, in his blind love, was giving voice to the temptation. The prince of evil was the author of the thought. His instigation was behind that impulsive appeal. In the wilderness, Satan had offered Christ the dominion of the world on condition of forsaking the path of humiliation and sacrifice. Next slide, please. Now he was presenting the same temptation to the disciple of Christ. He was seeking to fix Peter's gaze upon earthly glory, that he might not behold the cross to which Jesus desired to turn his eyes. And through Peter, Satan was again pressing the temptation upon Jesus, but the Savior heeded it not. His thought was for the disciple.
Satan had interposed between Peter and his master that the heart of the disciple might not be touched. And the words of Christ were spoken not to Peter, but to the one who was trying to separate him from his Redeemer. Get thee behind me, Satan. No longer interpose between me and my erring servant. Let me come face to face with Peter, that I may reveal to him the mystery of my love.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone, and welcome all dear brethren. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Who was trying to discourage Jesus and him turn from his path, and how? And where did Satan try to tempt Jesus And where did Satan try to tempt Jesus by presenting the same temptation to the disciples? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
Satan turning him from his mission, Peter, and his blind love, gave voice to the temptation, and in the wilderness, he was seeking to
fix
Peter's gaze up on the awesome glory that he might not behold the cross to which Jesus desired to turn his
eyes.
Continuing the reading. It was to Peter a bitter lesson, and one which he learned but slowly, that the path of Christ on earth lay through agony and humiliation. The disciple shrank from fellowship with his Lord in suffering, but in the heat of the furnace fire, he was to learn its blessing. Long afterward, when his active form was bowed with the burden of years and labors.
Question, boys and girls, to whom were the words of Christ spoken? And what was the rebuke our Savior uttered to the enemy of souls? And the last one, and what did these words command him to do? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Not to Peter, but to the one who was trying to separate his Redeemer, and get thee behind me, Satan, and no longer interpose between me and my erring servant, that I may reveal to him the mystery of my love.
In continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 416. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. And that was taken from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. And that was Desire of Ages, page 416, paragraph 2. And on the slide, it says, it shows a picture, and it says, fiery trial, and it says, our God's refining instruments in our life. Amen. And it says, every problem is an opportunity to trust God. Amen. And also on the last slide, it says, behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. And that's the reference from Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10. And it says, like the three Hebrew boys. Amen.
Amen. So the last question in our study, dear ones, is, what was this experience to Peter, and how did he learn it? And what did he write regarding the blessing in suffering long after his active form was bound with the burden of years and labor? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
It was to Peter a bitter lesson, and one which he learned but slowly, that the path of Christ on earth lay through agony and humiliation. And beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together from the book of 1 Corinthians, dear ones, that we can keep very close to our heart to comfort us in times of the greatest trial in our lives. Assurance, dear one. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson, and this is the section that we ask all the little ones to come. Dear ones, just give a few seconds for our dear brother Dick to be able to set up. He's having a little problem with his mic, so just keep him in prayer, dear ones.
Could we all take a paragraph?
Let me just find out through Sister Elaine, Brother Dick, to see if they are still having problem with their mic. And if they still having problem, maybe we can be able to help them by doing so. So, Sister Elaine, can you let us know if Brother Dick is having problems still? Okay, there she go.
So, here.
If any one of the dear brethren or the elders that would like to help out on the section with Brother Dick, we'll be able to take the mic. Blah, blah, blah.
Chapter 5. We follow the perfect pattern. He depended completely on divine power. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. John chapter 5, verse 19. Jesus is the perfect pattern, and it is the duty and privilege of every child and youth to copy the pattern. Let children bear in mind that the child Jesus had taken upon himself human nature and was in the likeness of sinful flesh and was tempted of Satan as all children are tempted. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading, he was able to resist the temptation of Satan through his dependency upon the divine power of the Heavenly Father. As he was subject to his will and obedient to all his commands, he kept his father's status and precept and law. Amen. He was continually seeking counsel of God and was obedient to his will. Son and Daughter, 128, paragraph 2. Amen.
It is the duty and privilege of every child to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. It will please the Lord Jesus to have the children ask him for every spiritual grace, to bring all their perplexities, meaning confusion or things that they cannot understand, and trials or hardship or difficulties to the Savior. For he knows how to help the children and youth, because he was a child himself and was one subject to all the trials, disappointments, and perplexities to which children and youth are subject. God's promise is given as much to children and youth as to those of more mature age. Next slide, please.
Whenever God has given a promise, let the children and youth turn it into a petition, and beg the Lord to do those things for them in their experience that he did for Jesus. His only begotten Son, when in human necessity, he looked to God, asking for the things which he needed. Every blessing the Father has provided for those of more mature, for children and youth through Jesus Christ. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. John chapter 5, verse 19, King James Version.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Remnant family, for helping in the reading. And we hope and pray that our dear brother Dick will be able to have the computer to be restored fully. So next week, dear ones, by God's grace, we will end with part 5 of our lesson entitled The Foreshadowing of the Cross in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, so mommies and daddy, would like to close with prayer, blah, blah,
dear precious, I thank you for Cece, Jasmine, and Jesse, Grandma, Auntie Tamana, everybody, Lord, and Jesus, name, precious holy name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next week, dear ones, by God's grace, we will continue and end with part 5 of our lesson, The Foreshadowing of the Cross, chapter 45, and that will be held on January 14, 2017. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed and may continue with the activities that was created for the whole family to enjoy and share, if it's possible, with their neighbors or loved ones. God bless each and every one, and may you all have a blessed High Sabbath.